Sports. I'm Chuck Freeman. Baseball's all-time hits leader Pete Rose has passed away. Mike Reeves has the story.
Rose accumulated 4,256 hits in his career and played on three World Series winning teams. He was a 17-time All-Star. He was banned from baseball in 1989 for gambling on the sport and was never inducted into baseball's Hall of Fame, but he was inducted into the Cincinnati Reds Hall of Fame in 2016.
I can honestly tell you, to date, this is the biggest thing ever to happen to me in baseball.
Rose was 83 years old.
Basketball Hall of Famer Dikembe Mutombo, one of the best defensive players in NBA history and a longtime global ambassador for the game, passed away from brain cancer. He was 58. Baseball playoffs, you don't see this happen often. The Atlanta Braves and New York Mets had champagne celebrations after clinching NL wildcard spots by splitting their doubleheader. Jim Hart reports.
In game one, the Mets came back from 3-0 and 7-6 deficits. They vaulted past the Braves 8-7 on Francisco Lindor's dramatic two-run homer in the ninth.
I got the pitch that I wanted, and you never know if the ball is going to go out or not, but I feel like I got it 100%.
Facing elimination in game two, the Braves used six pitchers to shut out the Mets 3-0 on three hits. Matt Olson celebrated afterwards.
They deserve to win that game, that first game. And being able to come out and seal it in the last game of the year was awesome.
Starter Grant Holmes pitched four shutout innings, striking out seven after Braves ace Chris Sale was scratched due to back spasms.
The wild card round starts today with four games. A couple of Monday night football games. The Detroit Lions held off the Seattle Seahawks 42-29 behind a perfect game from quarterback Jared Goff. Denny Kapp reports.
Goff completed all 18 passes he threw, finishing with a passer rating of 155.8 and caught a touchdown toss from Amon-Ra St. Brown to help the Lions win back-to-back games and improve to 3-1.
So I was just trying to make the right play on every snap. It wasn't like we were throwing it way down the field, or, you know, I was just able to find the open guy. I had a few checkdowns that popped for some big gains.
Lions running back Jahmyr Gibbs ran in a pair of touchdowns, and David Montgomery ran in another. Seahawks quarterback Geno Smith went 38 of 56 for 374 yards, a touchdown and a pick, as Seattle fell from the ranks of the unbeaten, dropping to 3-1.
While the Tennessee Titans beat the Miami Dolphins 31-12, behind their backup quarterback is David Schuster reports.
Nick Folk went 5-for-5 on field goal attempts as Tennessee won its first game this season. Folk converted from 51, 52, and 53 yards and added extra points on both of the Titans' touchdowns. Will Levis started at quarterback but left early with an injured shoulder. Mason Rudolph finished up with head coach Brian Callahan saying there is no quarterback controversy.
Yeah, Will's healthy. He's our quarterback. It was not a decision based on anything other than his health and protecting him, particularly with the bye week and the shoulder that didn't feel great. I didn't want to put him back out there, and I knew I was going to run the ball quite a bit. So that was really what it factored. But he's our starter when he's healthy, and we're ready to roll with him.
Tony Pollard rushed for 88 yards and a touchdown. As for Miami, their offense struggled all night, totaling just 184 yards, with their record falling to 1-3.
Back to baseball, Chaim Bloom will replace longtime St. Louis Cardinals president of baseball operations John Mozeliak after the 2025 season. While in San Francisco, the Giants have tabbed one of the franchise icons to head up their baseball ops department. Correspondent Gethin Coolball reports.
The Giants have hired former catcher Buster Posey as their new president of baseball operations and fired Farhan Zaidi. Chairman Greg Johnson made the announcement a day after the Giants finished 80-82 in manager Bob Melvin's first season, with one more victory than a year earlier. San Francisco won the NL West in 2021, but hasn't made the playoffs since. The 37-year-old Posey joined the club's ownership group in September of 2022, less than a year after his retirement in November 2021.
In the NBA, a number of training camps have opened up and questions outnumber answers as the New York Knicks await the outcome of a proposed major trade. Correspondent Bruce Morton has the details.
Karl-Anthony Towns was in the Knicks building, though not yet a member of the team. The swap bringing the All-Star center to New York while sending Julius Randle and Dante DiVincenzo to Minnesota hadn't been completed by the time the Knicks met with reporters on Monday. As such, the team couldn't comment about the status on any of the three players. The Knicks are hoping the trade will become official before their first practice on Tuesday in Charleston, South Carolina. I'm Bruce Morton.
And I'm Chuck Freeman, AP Sports.
Catch the NBA playoffs on Sling TV, the most flexible live TV streaming service, putting consumers in control to watch games their way with flexible subscriptions. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Grab a 1, 3, or 7-day pass. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription with our ABC, NBC, and ESPN combo package. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts. Learn more at sling.com.